to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Well, folks, it may seem a little loud here, but we're just gonna wing it because, you know, I don't give up. So I'd like to welcome everyone to, which is probably gonna be the worst, the single worst broadcast of my podcasting career. I'd like to welcome everybody to the TNA Slammiversary 2015 pre-show here on Rant Entertainment Media Radio. I am your host, Rage. Ridiculous, man. First of all, the reason why I'm so late is because I had a sudden family emergency come up. It was very short notice. As you can probably hear, I am still in the, I'm still at Penn Station. So, I'm doing this from my phone via Penn Station, and we'll see how this goes. All right. Well, again, I'd like to welcome everybody. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being patient. It's not going to be the best podcast, but it's just, it's something, right? It's something. So, we have 8 matches on the docket tonight, 8 matches on the card. And if you want to call in with your opinion, let me give you the number here. It's 215-253-4516. That's 215-253-4516. Or Skype at Silver Surfer Forever.
Underscore forever.
As you can hear, I have Surfer with me. And
I'm just working the board.
He doesn't. As you can hear, he wants nothing to do with this. Absolutely nothing. But, yeah, as I said, 8 matches tonight. Probably one of the most broken cards I have ever seen in my time in watching wrestling. Because, let's face it, you know, so many people have walked out on TNA thus far. With the, you know, the likes of Gunner, Samuel Shaw. We just heard James Storm and Magnus will be out the door. Austin Aries will definitely be out the door following tonight's event. But it's just not a great card. It's not a great card at all. This is not a great way to celebrate your 13th anniversary, right? Not a great way. But number one, this three-way elimination match for the X Division Championship, Tigre, Uno, Manic, and DJZ. You know, I used to like Manic when he was formerly known as Suicide before he took his mask off. And I really liked him. You know, I know a lot of people didn't necessarily like him because he was they only added him because he was on the TNA Impact video game, which I still have and I still play and I like. But since they took his mask off, they changed his name, they changed his whole getup. Since he went into this heel persona, it's just not, it doesn't fit him. It doesn't fit him at all. And that's that. DJZ, you know him as Zema Ion. It's just yet another bad project on the part of TNA. Tigre Uno being your champion. I guess I'll stick with Tigre Uno for the win. This, I guess I'll just stick with him for the win. I mean, what's the difference, right? I don't know. I don't know, folks. Again, I do apologize for the noise, because I am still at Penn Station waiting for my bus. Yeah, it's the struggle, man. James Storm and Magnus, an unsanctioned match. If you've been watching Impact recently, they've the way they killed off the way they supposedly killed off Mickey James's character is or TV character or whatever, it was a little weak. It was all over different internet news outlets. Nothing, not major, but it was on Uproxx and all of that. How James Storm apparently pushed Mickey James off a train track or whatever. I guess I'll go with Magnus. You know, these sort of matches play out. You know, you have a immensely personal sort of like, you know, a personal sort of feud, and you have James Storm who's been getting the better of Magnus as of, you know, recently. So I'll go with Magnus for the win on that. I'm gonna save the King of the Mountain match for last because I do have a lot to say on that. I've been a very big conspiracy theorists on the King of the Mountain match. Jesse Goddard and Robbie E. I'm sorry, but I mean, it's like I didn't know Jesse Goddard even came back to Impact Wrestling. I really didn't. He's been gone, and I don't necessarily like him because I feel like it was just another money grab for TNA. They were really looking for the attention. And I just went into the podcast. I just went into the chat room. I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry. But Jesse Goddard, Big Brother character, whatever. Robbie E, again, another wrestler I necessarily don't like because it's just mostly because of the gimmick. I'm not a big fan of the whole Jersey Shore gimmick. I especially think they should kill it off because you know, Jersey Shore is off the air. There's no reason to keep it. Really no reason to keep it around. So, I'll go with and I don't even know why these two are actually feuding. Really, I don't. I mean, there's no... I mean, what's the big idea of this of these two feuding? Really, there isn't. So if I'm gonna pick a winner on that, let's say Robbie E. I just want to acknowledge everybody who's in the chat room who's tolerating this. Oh gosh, Axel, Lou Reed, Tank, Josh E. Phil is in there. I saw Kid Human. I see Iron. 15 people came out tonight. Wow. Again, like I said, I mean, I'm sorry for the noise. I really am. For the background noise. But yeah, Joshy, yes, I understand. It's the worst wrestling pod. You've heard worse. Well, that's a nice thing to say. Very nice of you. Going back to the card, you have the Dollhouse and Dollhouse going up against Awesome Kong and Brooke in a 3-on-2 handicap match. For those of you who've been following our group page, there has been some reports of Awesome Kong reportedly might leave TNA after Slammiversary. I for one hope she does, because she can find greener pastures, you know, elsewhere. She could definitely try and go back to WWE, try and restart over there, because I feel like her going to WWE would break a whole lot of the stereotypes that WWE has set forth. You know, because they have such a supermodel like mindset. They have all of these, you know, good looking girls, some of them very, you know, in some of them very in shape, you know, with the big tits and the big asses, long hair, blonde, brunette, you know, whatever. But the Dollhouse as a group, I really like. It's very different. A lot better than the beautiful one, than the many, like, you know, combinations of the beautiful people. I just like this combination. I just like this. I just like this group. I think it fits. It's very different. So I'll go with the Dollhouse on the win. Thus, Awesome Kong will definitely take her leave from TNA again. Lashley, Anderson. You have a tag team match with Lashley and Anderson and Ethan Carter III with Tyrus. Again, very meaningless. Very, very meaningless. How Lashley can even be a part of this pay-per-view is beyond me, because didn't he have like a Bellator fight? He had like didn't he have a Bellator fight that he had to deal with? But I guess if I guess I'm gonna go with Ethan Carter III and Tyrus for the win, just to push Ethan, you know, just to push Ethan Carter for his eventual world championship match against Kurt Angle, which I think is this Thursday, or Wednesday. Sorry about that. Which is this Wednesday. Again, a match that definitely should have taken place at Slammiversary. And also for those who haven't heard, there have been some reports that Kurt Angle might have a neck tumor. And that is of a very that is that should be a very big concern for TNA. They should really be worrying. Really be worrying. But next match, Bram and Matt Morgan. My opinion on Matt Morgan. Matt Morgan is a very, very talented big man. Very talented. I like him a lot. I think TNA has screwed him over plenty of time. And I don't see why Matt Morgan should have even came back to TNA. I really, really don't. Because I think he deserves better. He should have been TNA World Champion a long time ago. But he's just been a faction whore. He's been screwed over countless times, not getting the belt when he clearly deserved it. Every time he got a push, he was always like derailed from it. Bram, I don't have an opinion on Bram at all. Bram just seems like another, you know, he just seems like another wrestler to me. Nothing really special about him. But I'm gonna take Matt Morgan for the win. I really hope Matt Morgan wises up and leaves TNA for good this time and does not come back. He deserves a lot better. I definitely see him. He definitely should be in NXT. I really do. Yeah, I'll take Matt Morgan for the win. You have a singles match. Davey Richards of the Wolves taking on Austin Aries. For those who've been following, Eddie Edwards was double booked and is now working a house show. Is working a show in Mexico right now and won't be at the pay-per-view. So what they're gonna do is basically they're gonna have Davey Richards and Austin Aries, and the winner will decide the stipulation for the match five at the a Bell to Bell, their best of five series. I really don't know. I just feel. I mean, to me, how many times
even before this whole, you know, best of five series started out, how many times have these two teams had a match, right? I mean, they've gone at each other plenty of times. I think they're really just running its course now. Then, and they should just give up on it. But I'll go with Austin Aries for the win for his team with for the team with him and Bobby Roode. That's about it. Now onward to the main event, the King of the Mountain match, and. See, I didn't know this until now. The King of the Mountain match to determine the inaugural King of the Mountain championship. So there's really no point to this. There's no point to this at all. So the King of the Mountain is just gonna King of the Mountain match has its own belt now, I guess. But the lineup is ridiculous. You know, I mean, Jeff Jarrett, who's coming back, very odd. Jeff Jarrett, Matt Hardy, Eric Young, Drew Galloway or Drew McIntyre, and Bobby Roode. I have a lot of theories about this match, but the one that I'm going to stick with is I think Jeff Jarrett is going to win. I think him winning will, I think, confirm the rumors that Jeff Jarrett bought back majority control of TNA operations, and thus confirming the partnership between TNA and Global Force Wrestling. Also, to me, this will be the start of TNA. This will be the real downfall of TNA, because TNA will merge, will basically become Global Force Wrestling. Let's put it that way. Jeff Jarrett necessarily doesn't, as of right now, he doesn't have a big roster. He doesn't really have a full roster for Global Force Wrestling, so I think this will confirm it, and the change will really start then. I also think that with the many people that have been leaving TNA, I think those people are going to end up going to GFW. It'll help them build. It'll help them build up a roster. And if this is true, they will already have TV. They'll already have Destination America for that short time. They'll just have to try and work, I don't know, to me, they'll have to try and work something out with Destination America so they can stay on, even though I think the writing is on the wall. Again, I know this is a very, I'm going way out on a limb with this pick, but I really think this could be it. I think Jeff Jarrett will win the King of the Mountain match, because I see, when you look at it, Matt Hardy, Eric Young, Drew Galloway, Bobby Roode, there's really no reason for these people to win, really. There's no reason for them to win. It's not building up any Bobby. Bobby Roode is in the middle of a feud with the Wolves, so there's nothing really much to. There's nothing really for them. This is Jeff Jarrett's match to win, and this will begin the change. This will begin the transition period. That is basically it. Anybody, if you want to call in, let me give you the number again. I'm sorry. It is 215-253-4516, 215-253-4516. The show will begin in less than 15 minutes, so call in with your opinions if you want to. If you just want to shit on it, feel free. If you can't get to a phone, you can Skype at silversurfer_forever. Again,
It seems like I said, it's a very broken card. I don't like the way it's. I just really don't like the way it's going. To me, if Jeff Jarrett really isn't winning the match, then that'll be it. You know, then Dixie has to just pack it up and call it a. You know, just get rid of it. It's no use. It's no use trying to make the talent here suffer. You're not paying them, and you just signed Drew McIntyre. So it's like more than likely, he's getting paid more than the talent that's already been there from the get-go, and it's just not fair. It's not fair at all to them. So let me see what's going on in the chat room. I am multitasking a lot. Really, Surfer?
No, wrong song.
Oh my gosh. Tank, yes, I do have a huge data plan. It's unlimited data. Iron says I should walk up to people at the station and ask what they think about the matches. Yeah, people don't really... People ain't watching TNA here. They're watching WWE. I'm gonna look for a link for you guys, but if you can't find one, then definitely watchwrestling.ch will stream some of the shows for you. I also use Front Row Sports. I use frontrowsports.com. I use WTFlive.tv. I use plenty. Those three are the main ones I use. But if you're looking for a stream, I'll definitely supply you with one. Just hit up the inbox and I'll supply you with one. Let me just people are watching TNA. Yeah, they aren't. They aren't Kid Human. They aren't. And I don't know. Personally, Kid Human, I'm just gonna be watching this pay per view just for the outcome.
Rage, huh? We have a caller.
Who's so 954? You're on the air.
You're lucky. This is TNA's last pay per view because that took away the chance of me kicking your ass off from doing these in the future.
What did I do?
You're late.
AA, I had a family emergency.
We've all had that rage.
AA, I had a family emergency. It was very important.
Getting diddled in Times Square is not a family emergency.
I wasn't in Times Square.
We told you about this bathroom hookups.
I actually had to go visit my grandmother in the hospital in Hackensack.
Wait a minute. Hold on. In Hackensack?
Mm-hmm.
But you're in Penn Station.
Yes, I had to take the train back here.
Well, still. Now I don't know how you're going to watch this pay-per-view.
I know how I'm going to watch it. Don't worry about me. I have my ways of watching this. Did you just call in to just bash me? Well deserved, but or did you call just to call here to bash me?
Oh, I did that for 20 minutes before you got on the air.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is it recorded?
Yeah, fun with that.
Is it recorded for posterity? Because you can we can
no,
combine
it's not
it.
Recorded for posterity. It's
did
not
you have
recorded
fun with
for posterity.
Did you have fun with that?
Yes, I did.
Did it make it? Did it tickle your fancy to berate me? Well deservedly, but did it tickle your fancy to do that?
Absolutely.
Of course it did. Of course it did. It's a damn shame that you feel that way.
Now, I'm sorry that your grandmother's in the hospital, but I'm even sure if you would have told her what's going on, she would have said, "Rage, you shouldn't be late. It is Slammiversary after all."
Whatever, man.
All right.
As I was, As I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted by the boss.
Rudely? This is rude.
You know what, Double A? You know what you should do? You should. Tomorrow should be the last show of Freezing Up. Cancel them on Mondays after tomorrow, okay? Just cancel them.
First of all, we're not going to be on Mondays anymore. We're going to be on Tuesdays. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but this Monday you're going to be on, and this should be your last Monday ever.
Yeah, it is going to basically be our last Monday because we're moving to Tuesdays, genius.
Oh, Rage, you just don't get it.
Leave me alone. Anyway.
It was a joke.
Just shut up. Just shut up. So, did you call in AA for it to voice your opinions, or...
He's gone.
He's gone. Of course he is.
And I'm going to.
Of course he is.
So continue the show.
I am continuing the show. Jeez. Let me plug the shows up. Let me plug the shows for here on Rants Entertainment Media. Again, as Surfer alluded to, tomorrow will be our last Monday show of Freaks, Neff, and Geeks. Will be our last Monday show of Freaks, Neff, and Geeks before we move to our permanent time slot Tuesday nights at 11 following the rant. That'll be next week. This week. So yeah, Monday, Freaks, Neff, and Geeks, our final Monday show. Tuesday will be the mothership show of the rant with Double A, who you just heard, and Tony C. That will be at 8 o'clock on Tuesday. Wednesday, Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Ray and Dave Megapowers. That will be Wednesday at 9 o'clock. Thursday is your doubleheader day. Start off at 7 with the Rexplex, and it continues on at 9 with Mofo Magic, Pootie, and Doomsday for Rants and Wrestling. Fridays, you may get a new episode of the Lex Experience podcast. Saturday nights is a wrestling call-in show with William Morgan at 11 o'clock. And Sundays, it's Surfer. And the birthday boy, Jordan Cobb, by the way, happy birthday, Jordan Cobb, with the What Are You Reading comic book show that is Sundays at 5 o'clock. We have a very packed summer lineup. For more information on that, just head over to our Rants EM group page or go to rantsentertainmentmedia.com or rantemradio.com. Sorry about that.
Comic-Con.
And Comic-Con. Go ahead. Plug Comic-Con. Go ahead.
See, that's your job. That's your job.
But that's your event. Plug it.
I did plug it on my show.
Plug it again.
See that, people? This is why we don't let the children handle this. July 9th through 12th, Comic-Con coverage here on Rant EM Radio, starting at 11 p.m. on the 9th, followed by 9 and on the 10th and 11th, and 7 p.m. to close it out on Sunday, the 12th.
Will there be any big reveals or anything like that?
Whatever news come out of Comic-Con, we will discuss it.
Really?
Of course.
Okay. We're depending on you to break the news. You. I hope you understand that.
This is the third time we've done it. Okay. We're pros. We're professional, and we're on time. Okay. We're on time. We know what we're doing. We got our shit together. Okay. Always remember that. Okay. We are pros at this.
Yeah, Surfer. The person who complained about a time slot for WrestleMania week, you didn't get their shit together. Whatever.
Yeah, but you know what? I did my time slot and ended it right on the nose, like a professional.
That's your opinion. See, okay, now I'm looking right now as we speak. I'm looking at a bunch of people riding on motorcycles, taking up traffic.
What does this have to do with Slammiversary?
Shut up. It's my show. It's my show. You know what? See, this is why I don't like people. Blocking up traffic for no apparent reason. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to end it a little bit early here so you can all get your popcorn and all of that. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I do apologize for my tardy
I had a very important family emergency that I had to attend to. We'll come correct next time. We will come correct next time.
Are you doing a post show?
We will be doing a post show. I'll be home then. We will do a post show at 11 o'clock following the show, immediately following the show at 11. So stick around. The chat will be open during the show if you are watching it. I'm gonna assume not many of you will. And that's fine. That's fine. So, again, I want to thank everybody for coming out. I do apologize for my tardy. For Surfer.
Don't put my name boss in man. This.
Shut up. For the boss man who called in earlier and left very abruptly. I'm Rage. We'll see you in 3 hours for a Slammiversary post show. And, yeah. So, we'll see you then. Have a good night, everybody.
I'd never chase you down, 'cause I've seen the age to come, victory for no one. You never cool the fire, but you incite your crowd. Can't see why you become a crown with no kingdom.